Hey folks, Christian here, and you're listening to an NC Cutting Edge Counseling production. NCCEC is a trauma therapy practice based in North Carolina. Learn more at nccec.com. That's nccec.com. Content warnings and where to find us will be found in the episode description. Welcome to the show.
You guys are so determined to make every episode a fucking five footer. That's how I'm opening up this What's in the Box.
What's in the box?
So bad.
Look, I just thought that we could use a little bit of a decompression.
We're fucking nine episodes in and we haven't talked about anything about our
characters. Yeah, like I thought that was great. Yeah,
I agree. It was great, but in my head I was like, God, I want you guys to go to this fucking warehouse so bad.
I personally want to go to the warehouse too.
Sorry for role playing.
How dare
you? Have role played on the way there.
Not enough time.
That's what you did.
We are so bad at making decisions. So it sounds like we all agreed that we wanted to have a day of just connecting, but it took us so long to get there.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit all of that out.
Yeah. That's why I kind of kept it out, because I was like, I don't know how much we're going to have to just edit this out, so you guys keep going.
I was starting to get so mad. I'm just saying, pick up your mind, please.
No, that's the thing. We had made up our mind. We wanted to connect. Mm-hmm. And
it was just the character deciding where to go.
I don't know, maybe we don't. But yeah, but kind of indeed, we haven't talked to each other, but maybe not. It just kept going on that. Like that's how I felt over here.
We're very like, where do you want to go for dinner? I don't know. Where do you want to go?
Where do you want to go?
It's such a funny thing to like sit here and be like, all right, I guess I had things planned, but I guess we're going to go role play and have dinner. And I'm fine with it. It's fun. Yeah. And I love getting these backstories and getting more from these characters.
I just need to know where we're going so I can know what mindset I need to be in.
But it is so funny, especially to have the DMPC like, yeah, we should go to the warehouse. Let's reconnect. Okay, let's reconnect. or connect, not reconnect, rather.
Yeah.
But it's still very fun. And that's, I'm like, okay, well, cool. Let me just sprinkle in these things to give you guys some more sense of urgency.
Yep. And then you just said, hey, ties to the Shirian military.
Who
could it
be? I've got a little thing I've got on that exact thing. But how's everybody feeling after this episode looking at Eldin?
Ooh. Hey, having that
calling
family
you,
brought
calling
up.
You out.
I was ready to have like a fun day. I had my Dippin' Dots. And then all of a sudden, those fuckers had to talk about my family.
In my head, I was like, all right, fine. You guys aren't going to go to the warehouse. I'm still going to fuck up your nice day.
Hey, that's fair.
Honestly, it's
ruined
better.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Ruined my day.
I really do love the like realistic reaction, though, of Eldin just being like, can't deal with this right. No,
I mean Zelda ruined her own, or I ruined Zelda's day myself. And but it was time to really hit that emotion.
Oh no, it makes perfect sense when you go from
feeling.
Yeah,
Eldin is like very quickly trying to like separate away from those bad memories of childhood trauma and loss, and like focus in on like Zelda's issues. Like when they noticed Zelda walk up and was like, something's wrong with that person. Okay, let me focus on helping them. And he's also, it's an interesting dynamic because he's not unwilling to talk about his trauma and stuff. He just has to be asked directly. He's not going to like offer up information. So you like kept probing. Yeah,
and we don't know what to ask
from the other side of the table.
Yes.
Like we in character don't even know what to ask.
No.
Most of us anyways. Yeah. So that, you know.
Which is funny too, because like I've had this instance with, I think it was Meech, where like, or it was either Meech or Zelda, where like we were talking and like asking direct questions, but it felt like it was like digging for stuff. But with Eldin, it was just like, oh, like we can just kind of keep going down this train of thought. Like, like, I don't feel like I'm diving deep into it, but you're still like, you're answering things and giving me room to like, huh, okay. Oh, well, what about this thing? And then I liked that progression of telling stuff without telling us everything.
Yeah.
And I think it was Zelda, and I think it was not so much that Zelda doesn't want to talk about it. It's that she doesn't have the social interactions about, like, she doesn't know how to continue the conversation and prompt you to ask more, you know?
Exactly.
Like, that's kind of the thing.
Whereas Eldon's is meticulous.
Yep.
I will say, from an outside observer, it does feel like Zelda does not want to get questions asked about that experience to her.
About what, Master Lorien?
Her entire life, she's just like, please do not ask me questions about this. I do not feel good about answering these questions. At least this is what I'm observing. I'm like, and it's like, oh, okay. I'm not going to ask any of those questions.
But see, the funny thing is you guys were gone when Malik and Zelda had that conversation.
And we
talked about it.
Yeah, you just very bluntly asked, like, hey, so... sounds like your master's not around anymore. What happened?
And I mean, she, you know, she was hesitant at the beginning because it's hard for her to talk about, but it's not like she was trying not to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know, she was forward with the info once she was asked as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't like hide it. She talked about Shadow Weaver, like, you know, all that stuff. It's just her social cues are way the fuck off.
And on the other note of, well, this entire episode, which I didn't expect, was Malik being the glue of, like, pulling everyone together this episode.
It was very much so. Dad goes to Disneyland and his kids all run off.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there next to Dad, like, right over there. Right.
Where's
over
your sister?
Yeah. It's the older sibling, like, Zelda ran this way.
It's not even that. It's more like, okay, he's like, you got eyes on him? I'm like, yeah, I got eyes on him.
Yep. Yeah, I was not expecting that either, but I was just like, Malik's chilling.
It makes sense.
To, like, circle back to stuff, like, I've very carefully not said things about Malik's backstory.
Yeah.
Very carefully. And so, like, they don't know anything. They just know he's survived a decimation.
Yeah.
And then you're a cleric of Abyssia.
Cleric of Abyssia.
Recently got your powers back.
I look young.
Yeah.
But that's really all that's come up, and nobody has asked me.
And we think that you're from Bredon.
No, we know you're from Bredon because he said it to us.
Because I knew of your master and like
he straight up said he was born in Bredon.
Yeah, but Zelda also said that she was born in Bredon. So,
well, unless Zelda has any reason to disbelieve him, then she believes he's from Bredon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was
above table, like, you know.
I will say this. Was not expecting the interaction. I can't. Why you gotta give us just a lovable little goblin? This is.
I like him.
I'm just sitting here like, God.
Well, Nori struck out with the group, so I had to try again with a different NPC.
Nori's a piece of shit. This guy's good.
Nori showed up in my house and said, hey, I'm the cops.
And I've been watching you.
Yeah.
Here's where Casey flips the script, and it's actually...
Burleese is the bad guy.
There's no way Burleese is the bad guy.
No,
he lost his wife.
Now he said it, he's going to flip it back.
He's definitely determined. And he is 100% going to kill people.
Yes. Oh yeah, he is not lawful, but he is not evil either. Yeah.
How does Mish feel after talking to Release about his parents?
He felt a lot better. He felt relieved.
That seems like a relief moment.
He's like, oh, thank God. Oh,
what
God.
Did he think?
What
I was gonna say.
What did he think?
Yeah.
Oh, when he was going, he was like, were they connected to the underworld somehow, and he was not aware of it? Because I know that we didn't see eye to eye with the law in general, but that's just because where we were from is the poorest area. So it's like, it was fend for yourself, especially back then. And then especially leading up to the plague, because the plague lasted a long time. And then they caught it and died.
And you know, in the words of Zelda from episode 3, some laws are stupid.
Some laws are stupid.
Yeah, so how's Mish feeling knowing that the plague that took out his parents was turning out to might be on purpose.
He's starting to see more and more eye to eye with our good friend. He's like, okay, oh yeah, no, I will tell you as soon as I know anything. I will come to you first.
I wish Zelda had actually heard about now another plague in Ruralia, because she was totally like not paying attention, but because that would have gotten her gears turning. We just learned that the Khaldroom plague may have been on purpose, and now there's another plague in Ruralia,
specifically affecting the trees and stuff.
Yeah, the but lumber, you know, it's still. So,
what info did each one of us hear? Because we all had varying degrees of stuff.
So me, I believe Mish heard the thing about Azari mm-hmm. and kicking the assembly member out of their nation.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about Ruralia.
Okay.
And I think you rolled real bad.
I think
my in my mind he heard the Azari thing. You both heard the Ruralia thing.
But I wasn't paying attention.
Then Eldin heard the Adrathos thing.
Yeah, because I was sticking close to Malik and Eldin. But
gotcha.
Yeah. There were each rumor had a different DC, and you guys basically hit each one.
Because I think I rolled a 14.
And Azari kicking out their representative is not good.
No,
that is.
I will also say to give some lore for the world, not good. Also,
not uncommon
for Azari specifically. Yeah. They are basically the only nation to just openly not fuck with the coalition. They actively will try to banish and like remove any coalition people from their nation.
Zatia is the
capital.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then Dunehaven is just like a
waypoint.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
The closest thing.
As soon as I get a commissioned map, I promise we'll get a map up on the Instagram. I'm just waiting to get somebody to make a map that's much better than I can make a map.
I mean, I like this map personally. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
I mean, I think we can start with
this
map.
It made me think, oh, heck yeah, I want to make a character from Cold Rune. There's two places, and it was one of them. Frostwatch and Cold Rune were the two ones that spoke to me instantly.
I was going to do Aeonis, Ruralia, or Azari, actually.
But I also want to shout out my favorite moment from this episode of Eldin being like, yeah, today might be your last. As they're giving Thilda a massage.
So I have a question. How's Thilda feeling?
Yeah.
Oh, Thilda's doing so bad. It is so much that thing of like,
it's like this bad boy can fit so much emotional damage.
Yeah, like Thilda is very much in that place of like, okay, she's learning about you guys, becoming really close with you all, trusts you guys, but it's basically like me going up to one of you and being like, hey, so your mom's been lying to you your whole life, using you for her own means, and probably plotted to kill you and accuse you of treason. Like,
yeah, that's a lot to put on somebody.
So she's just so much in, like, I mean, almost in that same kind of state that Eldin was, of just like shut down and like can't even process what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, and this will lead me into my fun little thing I mentioned to Derek about how you guys made me pivot so fucking hard by giving Nori that manifest.
Yeah. And realizing now, big fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I think what it is it's different. It's because it
I think we forced her hand.
We forced her hand, yes.
And I think that also confirms a lot of our character suspicions about it, which is good for the narrative, is bad for Thilda.
Is bad for the narrative.
Bad for the characters, good for the narrative.
But yeah, so that was really fun pivot for me, because initially she was going to keep laying. There was going to be no movement. You guys can assume she made the report with the manifest to make it fit the narrative she wanted it to fit.
Yeah.
And that was where I had to pivot, because I was not planning on doing that.
Yeah.
So that was a fun thing.
Good fucking shit, man.
All right. Well, that's all for this episode. We'll see you guys next time and finally make it to that goddamn warehouse. Thank you guys all so much for listening. We'll see you next time.